Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
And today's futures markets were quite wild here, led by the stock market. At one point, the Dow Jones is down around 1,000 points. It's coming back here late in the day, but still down about 700 or so. December, actually 690 lower at 26,912. And that kind of rippled through the markets here and affected others. But we saw the live cattle and feeder cattle futures down for the most part of the day. The feeder cattle did come back to close about unchanged, but the live cattle were anywhere from 70 cents to $1.02 lower to close the day. On Friday after the close, we have a cattle on feed report. That's the next report. You know, last time the placements were higher, but this time it's looking very similar, with placements estimated at 106% last year, the on feed number 103% last year, and then marketed 97% last year. So some people would seem to think that would be a bearish report for the cattle market overall. But really, through the last couple of negative reports, the market's been really resilient and kept fighting its way back throughout the following trading sessions. Boxed beef at midday was up $1.22 on choice at $216.86. Select up $1.46. The kills were 140,000, or excuse me, 120,000, right in line with where they've been.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 24th, to be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,460 head to be sold in this go-round. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117.
Grain markets gave some back today in an attempt to cure that overbought condition. The markets have been rallying for roughly 1 month straight, and the soybeans have seemed like only gotten stronger as they rallied here, but they gave some back today. The November soybeans were down about 21 or 22 cents here. They closed at 10.20. The high earlier in the trading session was 10.45, so we're roughly 24 cents off of their high. But they rallied, like I said, almost $2 in about a month. The Chicago and Kansas City wheats were both down 18 to 21 cents, and then corn was kind of the strongest one here, only 7 to 8 cents lower. December cotton today down 42 at 65.24. Again, it seems like the majority of this is technical. If you go back and look at, you know, 50% retracements from the low to the high over the last month, we've still got 60 or 70 cents to go on the soybean. So still some room here just to work back to the 50% retracements on the grains. We're past the, you know, kind of inclement weather problems here as harvest, or the crops are almost done and we're beginning harvest. So the next thing will be how fast harvest pace goes. This afternoon, we got a crop condition report, which is not expected to show any changes at all for corn and bean conditions.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.